Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now listen up. She's a razor sharp. And if she gets your name, well, you might not make it back. We've got another Boeing service member on the planes. On what we got to maybe tomorrow, just do like 3 hours with just Boeing employees calling in. So I know we get so many calling in, but it's a huge industry. Matt, what's your take on what's really going on? You heard my analysis, or you might have, an hour ago. Was I accurate? Was I wrong? What do you think's happening?
Well, Alex, you hit on a couple key points, and I just kind of want to share my overall observations. So I'll just quickly touch on how and in what capacity I served with Boeing. I'll give a quick anecdote, and then I will give you a couple observations that I think complement some of the points that you have been making. So first, worked with Boeing as a service member, as you indicated, Alex, for many years. And I was a consumer or practitioner of their capabilities, and I actually went on to manage those requirements for DOD with the company. And I can tell you that a company will show their true colors when things aren't going well. And just to get into that anecdote, so we had a major aerospace weapons system that was going through some significant modernization changes, software and hardware, and all systems do. Well, anyways, we began to experience some significant capability degradation. And more importantly, these issues were manifesting during combat operations. So this was near and dear to everybody's heart. Well, this was reported to the, to Boeing, to their engineers and to the program management offices from the highest levels of the DoD aerospace enterprise. And I was a little bit shocked at how they handled it. They went through the denial, and then they went through, counter accusations. They had the audacity to tell us that after, a decade and a half of thousands, tens of thousands of hours of flying and combat experience, that the pilots simply just didn't understand the weapon system and they weren't employing it properly. So that went back and forth for a little bit, and finally they begrudgingly had to accept some responsibility and kind of meet the government in the middle. But my three big observations. One is the primary, I guess, contributor would be organizational culture. It is polluted with arrogance, and also they're prioritizing this woke agenda over merit. Some of this is formal, some of it's informal. We have the federally mandated affirmative action plans that these contracting firms come up with to make sure that they meet all of the defined metrics from the federal government, for minorities, women, disabilities. Some of that I get, but it can't be at the expense of a credible, talented workforce. So that's the first one. The second one, and Alex, you hit on this one, and really, this was a major contributor with the anecdote that I shared, and that's the outsourcing of work, also of materials, and then, key parts. The labor pool was overseas. Your parts and your materials are coming from overseas. It's not the same grade or cultural nuances that, preclude.
Hold on. You're an amazing caller, Matt. We got a 60-second break. Don't hang up. I want to come back. So I'm going to put this video on X. I'm going to say Boeing's DOD service manager blows the whistle. And it's very important what you're saying. You have a lot of credibility. We can tell you're for real. and we know this is going on, so we want to hear from you more. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us, folks, and when we post this, share it. We'll be right back. We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75-80%. Nobody makes it 95. We're one of the top makers. We said we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Barring some huge breaking news, will probably happen. I'm going to do all 4 hours tomorrow, and we'll do 2 hours of Boeing. Witnesses, whistleblowers, you name it, because I gave the number out earlier. I talked about Boeing for 30 minutes. I didn't know we'd get all these whistleblowers calling in. I can tell this guy knows what he's talking about. Plus, I've seen these cases in the news. Matt in Indiana, you got cut off, and some stations just joined us, but you were a person working there for a long time. You were on DOD projects. You were a manager, and you were getting into the three, you know, things that you personally were seeing. For me, this is just emblematic of the breakdown of civilization. So please continue and take your time, because this is important.
Yeah, Alex, thank you for that. So just to be clear, I was on the DOD side, okay? So I wasn't employed by Boeing. I was basically a an operational requirements manager for DOD.
Got it. So yeah. DOD manager blows the whistle on Boeing incompetence?
Well,
and the reason I'm asking you is a headline's important. You're the expert. Quantify what you're saying. So I'm going to put a headline. I'm going to put this out.
Well, I'm hesitant to say incompetence, Alex. And the reason why I say that is because there's still talented people there. But you know, you can be.
So you're saying arrogant. You said arrogant, imperious management then.
There you go. I think you hit the nail on the head there.
Sure, well, what I'm asking you is, I'm going to put this out. So I'm asking you, what should the headline be so I don't get it wrong? Would it be former DOD manager blows the whistle on Boeing arrogance? Or what should it be? You give us the headline.
Yeah. I would say an organizational culture of arrogance.
Perfect.
That would be, yeah.
All right, you wrote the headline, so continue.
Yes, sir. Well, so we talked about the organizational culture of arrogance. That was my primary observation. The second one we talked about was the outsourcing, Alex, and you'd hit on that previously today, so I won't revisit that. You know, the tertiary observation really is the government's inability to hold those defense contractors accountable. And I mean, okay, so they can, but you have to understand that they've already sunk tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars into these programs, and just, you know, canceling these programs really isn't a good choice. And there's some other opportunities out there to hold them accountable.
So you're saying this is kind of like the F-35, but in passenger jets, but what you saw was DOD stuff.
Yeah, correct. That was on the DOD side of it. So actually trying to hold Boeing accountable for, you know, for operational failures in combat during combat operations. And, you know, it took a lot of effort within DOD, and I think maybe even some legislators had to get involved to actually motivate Boeing to accept responsibility and get, you know, get
away. And you'd think a giant like Boeing, the heart of American security and prowess, would want to listen to feedback from combat pilots. Instead, the instinct is just to sweep it under the rug.
You know, Alex, it is, right? Because, you know, they'll talk to you about cost, performance, and schedule. Well, performance isn't performance of the weapon system in, you know, in combat. It's performance of the contract. So,
whereas actual performance of the job should be everything, not performance of making money.
Well, and Alex, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. And again, this was, you know, Boeing's culture of arrogance. That is not emblematic of all of the defense firms, because I've worked with some that are, you know, they really go out of their way to make sure that the young men and women of this country have everything they need.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want feedback on the weapon system? I mean,
There's formal processes for that. Once organizations will come back from combat operations, they do a operator to industry sensing session, basically, or an after action review, talking about weapon systems and how they can increase the survivability or lethality or whatever their target.
Well, that's how the M16 went from a piece of junk to an amazing gun.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. So those mechanisms still exist. Whether or not they're valued on the industry side is, I guess a question. I'm hoping, Alex, you get a call in from someone at Boeing who can, defend their position and talk about some acknowledgement of these things and a good way ahead. But until then, I mean, we see almost a purposeful, sabotage of some of these systems. You were talking about the civil aerospace industry, it just begs the question with the incredible investment in autonomous flight technology right now. If much like the military, where we're going to get rid of all the true faithful warriors and patriots for our Constitution and bring in these bring in the illegal aliens to follow these corrupted, politicized, senior leaders. If we're doing the same thing with the flight industry, where we're sabotaging this and convincing people that now we're going to go to these autonomous weapon systems, aerospace, and on the civilian side. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I it's hard to watch these multi-million-dollar corporations, just fall apart with.
Well, the globalists say they're going to sabotage human systems and force us to automated autonomous. So that, I mean, they're saying that, and again, the globalists aren't God, but they know we will innovate. So they sabotage the human system and don't sabotage the robot system. We'll have to adopt the robot system, and then the FAA say they're going to hire schizophrenics to fly jets.
Right, exactly. What rational, sane person would do that?
That's like saying we're going to get a malfunctioning computer chip to be the AI brain. You wouldn't do that. But if you get a malfunctioning human to do it, what are you doing? You're sabotaging the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're a smart guy. We appreciate you calling in. 60 seconds. Any other data points you want to give us?
Alex, just to kind of stay above the fray here a little bit, about a month ago, you had brought up an inspirational poem from St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. It's called Do It Anyway, and I just wanted you to know that it was written by Kent Keith. I tried to call in and let you know that because it's funny you had brought that up, because when I was transitioning out of the service, I had some strong opinions about the direction that the woke services were going, and I kept that in my retirement folder as I was out processing.
I forget the exact poem, but I remember reading it. Do you have it on you?
Yeah, I do. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyways. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. You would spend years building someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, there may be jealousy. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world your best anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and your God. It was never between you and them anyway.
Very powerful. Thanks for calling, sir. And when I read that poem, I never seen it before. It made me get tears in my eyes right now, because I've been doing this because it's the right thing to do. Not because I'm a perfect person, but I can feel God watching me, and God, I can feel God's love when I'm good, and that guides me as a conscience to do more good. And I think about people that love to serve Satan, and I just cannot imagine what it must be like to be someone actively going against God. It's just insane. I don't do any of this for anybody but God. That's why they threatened my family, and my family said, "We're being threatened. I want you to double down, because God's watching." And I couldn't do this if my family was not telling me, come home with your shield or on it. And when I got my family backing me, I'm ready to go all the way. We'll be right back. Hopefully MTP is able to get with us. It's an emergency meeting. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Love it. She's been in emergency meetings. The mighty MTG. I haven't been able to talk to her in months. I was getting a little crestfallen here, and I appreciate her time joining us. Scorching Biden at the so-called State of the Union, standing up to reporters, making up Jewish space laser crap, absolutely backing Trump all the way. Hopefully, to be Trump's vice president is MTG. So, thank you so much for coming on with you. The listeners have really wanted you and asked where you are. But I know you've been very, very busy. You look amazing as usual. And wow, what do you want to dive into first, MTG?
Well, thank you so much, Alex. I would like to talk about the current issue. We've got a vote coming up tomorrow, and it is on the TikTok ban bill. I just had my staff send over to you the latest post that I've made about it. But here, I want to give you just a breakdown of what's going on. It sounds good. Conservatives love to hear ban TikTok because they don't like the garbage that's on that platform, and they don't want their kids exposed to all kinds of woke and generalized and all kinds of things. So it sounds good and it feels good. Now, there's also this big push to be tough on China. Of course we want to be tough on China, but I would argue there's many other ways that we can be tough on China outside
of... And Congresswoman, I didn't want to say anything, but your crew figured it out. They didn't have your external mic turned on, so it sounded like you were in a tin can. Okay. Start over, but I'm glad you raised that, because people wanted me to attack Trump 2 days ago when he came out and was against H.R. 7521, saying he's now for TikTok. He's not. Congressman Massey, super nonpartisan, everybody respects him, explains it gets rid of all free speech, lets the feds ban websites and take over the Internet. This has nothing to do with TikTok, so we should fully back Trump and you and Congressman Massey stopping H.R. 7521. Start over.
Okay, so I'd like to talk about why I'm against TikTok. Number one, it sounds good as conservatives and parents to say let's ban TikTok because we don't like the content on the platform and we don't like our kids being exposed to that type of content. I'll make a parent argument, be a parent and don't allow your kids to be exposed to anything bad like that. And I don't think the government should do the job of parents. Number two, I want to walk through other important things about the ban on the TikTok bill. But I want to get to the underlying measures, okay? Now, I've been in briefings and meetings all day long about this bill, and I was wondering, why are Democrats interested in doing this, right? Well, what I heard from their own mouths is they're concerned about election interference, Alex. And what they are saying is they're concerned about foreign election interference. Now, we heard this before in the 2016 election, and we have seen them lie and say that X interfered in the 2022 midterms, blaming Elon Musk with the X platform. But what he did is he brought back free speech. He brought back truth. He brought back my account back on Twitter that's now X. He brought back your account, which is now on X, which, of course, I was one of the only member of Congress that advocated
no,
for
no, you. No, you weren't. By the way, my account, he retweets me and stuff. It's exploding. So Elon Musk has definitely woken up.
Yes, of course. I'm really glad. I hope I get to talk to him and meet with him one day. But here's my concern about Democrats wanting to ban TikTok. Democrats are claiming, and they're making a setup, that when Trump wins the 2024 election, and I think he's going to win it by massive numbers if our elections are fair, here's what they're going to say. They're going to say that China and Russia meddled in our elections, and they're going to blame TikTok and other avenues. They're going to blame foreign interference in our elections. And that's what they're already saying about TikTok.
They are.
Is that TikTok is using this to meddle in elections. And of course, I, as a member of Congress, and absolutely unapologetically America first, of course, we don't want foreign interference in our elections. We want safe, fair elections. But the Democrat Party is the party that meddled in elections. The Democrat Party is the party of censorship. The Democrat Party is the party that wants to ban free speech, and they've already proven it by their actions over and over again. They banned my speech. They banned your speech. They banned the speech of countless Americans for what they said about COVID, for what they said about the stolen election of 2020. They have banned speech because they don't like it. When it's not the speech they don't agree with, not the speech that they want to hear, not the speech that fits their narrative, they are the party that wants to ban that speech. This is the party that interfered with elections. 51 intelligence, former intelligence and current intelligence officials lied to America when they signed their name to a letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop is not real. This is the same party that colluded with big tech to remove many of us off of social media. So when they're saying they want to ban a social media site and are concerned about foreign interference in our election, I think we should be raising concerns, and I'm extremely concerned. The other concern I have is when the government steps in and forces a sale of a company. Who is going to buy that company, Alex? Is it going to be Meta? Is it going to be Mark Zuckerberg, the actual big tech American owner of Facebook and Instagram and you know, all these companies? Mark Zuckerberg interfered with our elections on a bigger scale than I would argue any other foreign country. So these are my concerns that I have. Right now, I'm not for the TikTok ban bill. I plan to vote no on it. And I have a lot more concerns that I'm developing just from coming from these meetings.
Well, that's right. I mean, Trump came out against Huawei, but that doesn't mean he supports bills they tried to pass to take over the Internet from Americans. So it's a Trojan horse. I've read the bill. Congressman Massey, Senator Paul, you're exposing it. And the media is everywhere telling conservatives, oh, look, Trump flip-flopped. He's not for TikTok. No, he's not. The bill literally lets the federal government ban whatever they want. This is not just a TikTok ban. This is everything. This is so dangerous. So, of course, you can't support that.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And we can be tough on China in other ways, Alex. To be tough on China, we should be bringing home our critical supply chain, and we should be producing all of that here in America. To be tough on China, we should be energy independent again, and that is very easy to do. We can drill with our fossil fuels, natural gas, oil. We should be rebuilding our refineries, making new ones, remodeling the old ones. We should be building more nuclear plants, clean coal. We should be the strongest country in the world as far as energy is concerned. That's a major way to defeat China. Another thing that we can do is we can convert some of our defense manufacturers into chip producers. And we can mine rare earth minerals here in America. We have tons of them. And we could be building our own chips instead of relying on China. And the biggest one I think we need to do is, I mean, the others are big, but we need to get rid of the Green New Deal. We don't want to move forward to a future where we are driving electric vehicles relying on China, who dominates the battery market. So there are many other strong moves that we can make to be fighting against China aggression and dominance all over the world. But I'm really concerned on this bill, and I don't think this is the way to do it. I think this is going to be an attack on free speech. I do not think it's going to accomplish what conservatives think it will accomplish. And I would argue it's actually opening another Pandora's box that will lead us down to something dangerous in the future.
All right, MTG, you got to go soon. Quick break and back for a few more minutes to talk about the campaign, the persecution of Trump, and where you see this all going in the real state. Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films. the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
She didn't want to talk about it, but I've said this for years. I think she'd be a great VP for Trump. You know, I like Vivek Ramaswamy. He's really smart, but I think MTG would be the best candidate for that. I know she wanted to get into that here with us today, but in the few minutes we have left with you, because I know you're a very busy person, the persecution of Trump is backfiring. All these cases are unraveling. The Supreme Court's ruled against him, but we know they always double down. You're up there with your ear to the ground. You are in the belly of the beast. So I don't want to be over positive. I agree we're about to see a huge landslide despite fraud. It's hard to override a landslide. But the deep state's going to strike back. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm not really sure. I think they're trying to figure that one out themselves. They know they have major problems with Joe Biden as their candidate. The public, the American people, know that his mental capacity is not there. They know he has dementia. They see him as a very elderly man that doesn't belong in the most powerful position in the world. He's absolutely failed with our border. He ripped it wide open, has allowed a complete invasion of our country that the Democrats want to turn into American citizens, and voters, most importantly, voters. With all those millions of people, he's also let in terrorists, criminals that have been released out of foreign countries' prisons, and they have sent those prisoners and those criminals into our country, which is why Laken Riley was murdered, was from a murderer, a criminal from Venezuela. So they know they have a problem with Joe Biden. Alex, what are they going to do about it? I think they're formulating those narratives as we speak. Of course, they continue to want to fight the war against Russia and Ukraine. That is going to be building here on Capitol Hill as Johnson is being pressured to pass some sort of aid package for Ukraine and of course, for Gaza, Hamas, basically, and Israel. They want that. They want all of that packaged together or separately. There's big talks on which way to go. But I'm not sure how they're going to try to defeat Trump. They've tried the courts. They've tried the lawsuits. But what they have accomplished in that process, even though they'll fail on every level, I think they will, is they have managed to dirty him up in the headlines. And we know that unfortunately works for a voting bloc of America still believes the news. And it's a shame that they do believe the news. So those headlines matter. The E. Jean Carroll rape lies have dirtied him up to a certain sector of women. And then Democrats are going to claim that 2024 is about women's reproductive rights, which is really what the term they use for abortion. I'm not sure what we're going to see, but I am concerned about it. I see a building war over in Israel. The Biden admin wants to get involved in it. They're wanting to build that port into Gaza, which will actually be basically a military base. If anyone thinks the United States military is going to build a port and then walk away from it, I think they're gravely mistaken. I think that means our military will be basically operating that port into Gaza, and that puts our United States military members in harm's way. It puts them in a war zone where they do not belong. I think we're going to see a major push for $60 billion to Ukraine, and that possibly could happen through a discharge petition. That really greatly concerns me. Because what does that mean with Russia and Ukraine, and what type of weapons will be provided? It's becoming glaringly obvious this is a CIA's war with Russia and not really Ukraine. They just happen to be the people that are being murdered and used to wage that war. And I think that could continue to build on a big world scale. And I think that is something that could play a part in the election. Hopefully it doesn't, though. I think they're capable of anything, Alex.
Well, when you got in office a few years ago, you were already smart and a leading light. But your growth curve of this is just amazing. You're one of the most informed members of Congress we've got right now. That's why the left is so afraid of you. Talking to Trump, how is his spirit? What can we do to support him? Because I'm really concerned. Everything they're doing is failing. They're saying if he gets elected, they're going to trigger uprisings. They're trying to strip the power of him and control the military for the Insurrection Act that George Herbert Walker Bush used in the L.A. riots in 92. Schiff is saying they're going to strip intelligence briefings from him, which you can't do for the president. I mean, this is a coup. They're openly discussing an administrative coup ahead of time. As you know, Atlantic Monthly is kind of the mouthpiece of the deep state. They said 2 weeks ago, when he wins, they didn't deny he's going to win, we're just going to decertify him. So they've indicted him for trying to have an investigation. He didn't try to decertify. They're openly saying when he wins, we'll decertify. This is just naked criminal activity.
No, you're absolutely right. Every Democrat I work with, the press went around and asked him about a month ago, and I heard him say it with their own mouths. They said, will you certify the election? And if Trump wins in 2024. And they're all saying no. So they all plan to vote against certifying the election, even though there's absolutely no reason to. Other concerns of mine are that they're going, like you said, block him from intelligence briefings. They're going to try to keep the deep state embedded, the resistance. These are the same people that were hired under Obama. They're going to try to keep them in place and work against them. But there's some good news, Alex. I think we have to watch as MAGA is taking over the Republican Party. So I try to keep an eye on both levels, right? We watched MAGA come in and take over the RNC. They're gutting the RNC and making it completely brand new. Hopefully that will help us. But it's really going to be about the transition team and who gets hired and who gets fired in the next administration that I think is extremely important.
Well, that was my final question is, we would love to take over the Democratic Party too, but clearly the Republican populist movement is getting control of the RNC, getting control of Congress every week, every month, every year. That's why the system's so panicked. The people are taking over the Republican Party, and that's sending them into just fits of rage. So we're getting close.
I think so, too. And it's exciting to watch. So sometimes you have to always keep your eyes wide open. And Alex, you're the best at that. And you're the best at informing people for that. But at the same time, I always try to think, okay, where are the good things happening? Because it really is a spiritual war. It's good versus evil. And sometimes it can look like evil is winning at all times. But I think good is doing a lot of winning right now. And we just have to keep pushing it forward.
In closing, how do people find you?
People can find me. I'm on all the social media platforms, mtg4america.com. mtg4america.com is my website. And I just really appreciate you, Alex. And
we appreciate you. But one more I got to throw in. I forgot. Your home state, Georgia, great state, amazing people. There's overwhelming evidence the election was stolen. It's now come out. What do you make of the fiasco of Fannie Willis and all this coming out? And where do you think that's going?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm interested to see how the judge will rule. I would like to see Republicans in my state take a much more aggressive, stronger stance against DAs like Fannie Willis. She's not the only one we have. She just happens to be the worst one that's on national news all the time. Listen, Georgia is the number one target of the Democrats out of all the states in all 50 United States. And here in Georgia, I talk to a lot of people constantly, but I'm going to be focusing my efforts on Georgia. We have to do everything we can to make sure that we deliver the W for President Trump in 2024. So I plan on stomping all around, all the way from Northwest Georgia down to
By the way, that's not denied. Why out of all the states is Georgia so precious?
Oh, I'll tell you, it's easy and you'll understand this quickly. Georgia is the economic hub of the Southeast. We have the third largest port in the United States of America. We have the busiest airport in the world. We have the corridors of I-75 and I-85, the superhighways that go through the Southeast. We have a large manufacturing presence. We're a farming state, and we have many resources. So Democrats have their eyeballs on Georgia because if they can control Georgia, then they can dominate in the Southeast. And, Alex, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to do everything I can to stop those Democrats from stealing my beloved home state of Georgia.
All right, MTG, I'm glad I have your new phone number. We love you. The listeners love you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And back then, 80-something%, 85% is the number, were rural, 15% were in cities. Now we're 80% plus. It was 90% a few years ago. People were leaving the cities. 80-plus percent, 83% or so, live in the country, live in the cities, and 14, 15, 16%, depending on the numbers, live in the rural areas. So we've reversed the numbers during the Great Depression in the 1920s, early 1930s, or late 1920s, 1930s, 1929 to 1940 during the Great Depression. So, yeah, I know that only a minority of the rural areas are self-sufficient. But it's 20, 30%, depending, again, on the numbers. The cities are 0% self-sufficient. It doesn't matter if you're in a high-rise apartment with two years of food and guns. They're going to turn the power off, turn the electricity off, turn the water off, and you're going to be sitting up there, and you're going to get robbed, you're going to get killed. The gangs are going to burn your building down. So I was saying the way safer place to be is the country. And I can't follow my own advice. I don't have the money to do that. All right? Contrary to what the news says, I never had that much money. I owned 125 acres way outside Austin. And in my bankruptcy, that's like, I think, getting bought tomorrow. And I had a little shack, a literal shack built by cotton sharecroppers 100-plus years ago. A one-room shack on 120-something acres. by a river, the San Marcos River, that you can drink out of. So I got that little place. That was my backup. Had some water tanks out there. Had some solar power out there. That was where we were going to go. I don't even have that. So when I sit up here and tell you you should get ready, I understand most of you can. All right? Because I'm in the same place you are. But the best policy is stopping the globalists now before their new world order takes over. Because if we got 80-some percent of people living in the cities and less than half the people in the country are self-sufficient, we're sitting on top a time bomb. Within 10 days, things look like Road Warrior. Within 15 days, the power going off, it looks like The Road with Viggo Mortensen and Robert Duvall. I don't intend to commit suicide during that collapse, and I don't want to eat people. But I've been quite honest with folks. If we go down that road, well, we know who to target. And I don't want to go down that road, and this isn't rhetorical. It's not some joke. If everything goes down and people are starving to death, Mark Zuckerberg's 10-story deep underground base with a so-called security force in Kauai is going to be a tomb. And I don't wish him harm. I'm just saying that's what's happening. His security forces will turn on him within the first week and probably take over the base and then form a perimeter around and make a deals with the locals to give them supplies to not overrun it. And that's why these globalists are good at setting up scams and robbing people, but they're not good at thinking things out second-level order, third-level order, fourth-level order, fifth-level order. Zuckerberg and Bill Gates aren't even thinking second order. Yeah, you rob, you kill, you collapse civilization, you've got some dream world where you organize the collapse and you're the saviors and you get rid of most people and you take over the resources. Everyone is going to go to the bunkers in New Zealand and in Colorado and in Canada and in Tasmania and in Kauai and in Maui, and they all know that's where the food's at. Your safe move would be stabilize civilization and take care of the people. But because you want to have $20 billion in the bank, you would screw everyone over so you can't even spend your $20 billion. Even Carnegie, you know, the inventor of modern steel, and all the bad things he did was like, I better put my money into operas and symphonies and libraries. Henry Ford knew, I'm going to pay my employees triple. Because nobody's got money to buy my car. But the globalist model is against that. That's a crazy model, isn't it? It's a dumb model. So, yeah, we got about 6-7%, maybe somewhat self-sufficient in America. I preach it all day, but I'm so busy in the offense, there's no defense. I'm not prepared. I got water filters, storable food, guns. I'll do better than most. But in a meltdown, hundreds of millions of starving people are like army ants or locusts. You won't be able to stop them. You'll stop the first 500. You won't stop the next 10,000. So I sit here staring down the barrel of this gun. And I guess my only solace is, at least the Brennans and the Clappers and the Obamas, their palatial mansions and Martha's Vineyard will not be spared from what's coming. Because there won't be the military there next time to ship away the illegal aliens. When 100,000 people show up in Martha's Vineyard, you won't be able to turn them away. And you will pay. While I'm starving to death with my family and fighting off the hordes, your own security people would have already left to take care of their families. There won't be magic robots to take care of you, and you will finally meet Jesus. Caleb in Texas, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. Ditto, sir. I just wanted to plug your product real quick, brother. I've been listening to you since I was 9 years old, and I'm 24 now, and I've always been a little skeptical. But I will say, man, I just ordered the Nitric Boost and the Turbo Force.
Thank you.
And I've had high blood pressure throughout my life, hereditary. I mean, I'm in very good shape, exercise, eat well. So it's a hereditary issue, and I started taking that Nitric Boost. And for the first time I went to the doctor, my blood pressure was spot on. I mean, it's dialed on. I've been monitoring it from home. It's dropped 20, 30 points, just being off on it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm not a scientist. We just promote whatever the statistics shows the best. So 3 years ago, I saw the heaviest trend, and all the scientists were saying this cocktail of herbs thins your blood out naturally and does all this. So I go sell it. I mean, let me explain something. I only sell what's known to work. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and that's why I bought it from you. And the Turbo Force, I just ordered 3 more bottles of it, because that stuff is it puts you on one, and it helps you dial in, stay focused. I want to try your next level foundational energy. Hopefully that comes back soon here.
Yeah, it sold out, but I just want to thank you, and sorry to interrupt you, Caleb. It's just that I'm going to explain something. I don't lie on purpose. I make mistakes sometimes and go, damn, I made a mistake. Because I'm not God. I'm far from it. But, brother, any of these products are barn burners. So thank you for your support. What do you want to say about vaccines?
Well, I wanted to get your opinion, man. There's at least half the population, and we are all in this together. That's the message you preach, too. And there's at least half the population that's vaccinated, my fiance being one of them. And I just wanted your opinion on how you think we can combat this, what kind of options that we have. She stopped getting vaccinated, obviously, but she has more migraines than she used to. She's getting dizzy spells now. She's fainted just a couple weeks ago. And we're all in this together, and we got to bring people on the other side over to our side. And how can we help them when they start waking up and realizing that?
Well, that's what's so sad is the CDC and FDA documents in October 2000 said this would all happen because they cover their ass and do the fine print. And, yeah, we can't be mad at those that took the shot and say, oh, look, you're a dumbass. We got to help them. And the thing is, there's a lot of herbs and things that mitigate. Once you're damaged, it doesn't fix it, but it makes it better. And maybe mitigation 90%. You know, a lot of people get that, some 50%. But absolutely, we've got to realize that people have been really, really damaged. And we can't be mad at them that they were fooled. All of us were once unawake, you know? And so I totally agree with you. Thank you so much, brother. All right, I'm going to host a little bit the next hour. Maria Z is going to be taking over. But I've got a clip of Matt Gaetz coming up on the total collapse of Haiti. And the Clintons went in there, 15 years ago, and looted the living daylights out of it and put in their own people that have been looting it ever since. And that's what the Haiti politicians talk about, their leaders. But now we've got a giant surge coming in through the border of Haiti collapsing. So that's coming up. But yeah, we do have Nitric Boost in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, anything I sell has been super tested and is the best. And I always did that because I was like, I want to have the best product because I want to be nice to people. Only when I was older, I went, wait, that was a really good idea because it works well. They buy it again. See how being good works? See, I don't want to sell you something once and rip you off and laugh at you. I want to sell you stuff over and over again. I want a relationship with you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.